Hi, my name is Frankie. Thank you for listening to Two My Mom. I never listen.
Welcome to the podcast, Bailey Butler, the point guard at Green Bay. Horizon League, historical, great team that has had an incredible dynasty of winning. Bailey, you're just a small part of all of that because this has been going on for a long time, but you're continuing that legacy at Green Bay. How's it going this year?
Well, thank you for inviting me for this. This is awesome. It's going really good this year. We've had a little bit of adversity with injuries, but we still are pushing deep, and it's really fun. I mean, it's my senior year, so I'm just enjoying it, really. Yeah.
Well, you're kind of an anomaly now because this is your fourth year at the same school. You've been in the same place for 4 years, having success every year. What's that been like, staying at the same place while you've seen people come and go and you're watching the college landscape?
Yeah, I love it. I love it here. The community support we have is, I think, unlike anywhere else. So that's a big reason why I stay. And also, I've stayed because I love my teammates. I love the program. Our program has been, like you said, historic. And I just hope I continue on that with that tradition.
I mean, Bailey, I mean, I've been it's been a long time for me since I played, but my teammates are still my best buds. Mm-hmm. And we have so many stories when we get together all these years later. We don't remember who won or lost or who scored what. What we remember is how much fun we had together. The good and bad fun, right?
Yep. I agree. Completely, 100% agree. Yep.
You're a kid from Wisconsin. You grew up wanting to play basketball, I'm guessing, and staying in the area. What is so unique and great about your fan base?
One thing I think is unique about our fan base is they travel so well. Like, we'll be in an away game, and I think we'll have more fans sometimes. Yeah. So I think that's really unique because you don't always see that. Like, it's easy to go to a home game, but it really shows how much they care about just not as us as individuals, but as the culture and everything.
I think there's a couple of interesting numbers about you that I want to share. One is you're second in the league in assists right now. You have the best assist turnover ratio as an individual, but you have 97 assists and 90 points. You don't see that very often where a three-year starter at the point, really, you got a lot of playing time your freshman year, but you're a three-year starter at the point. And every year your assists have gone up and your points have gone down just a little. Not that you're not looking to score, but it's very telling to me about the kind of teammate you are. When I'm looking at those numbers, what kind of teammate do I see?
I think you see, I'm trying to think of the right word here. Maybe like a caring and giving teammate, because I don't care if I score 0 points or I score 100 points. I care more about winning. And if I can give the ball out where somebody else is more, has a better shot or is more open than me, I'm going to pass it. It's simple as that, I guess.
Well, it's the point guard creed, right? Mm-hmm. Pass first, score second. Not everybody thinks that way. As a matter of fact, I believe the game is trending the other way. I think people with a ball in their hands are looking more to score than they are to distribute. And you're kind of the opposite of that. When your assists keep going up, because you've been the last 2 years have been over 140 assists and you're tracking to do even better. This could be your career high, with a number of total assists. When you're watching film and you're getting your teammates ready in practice and you're watching all the intricacies, I call it the three W's of a good point guard: who to get the ball to, when and where. Mm-hmm. How do you see the game?
I think I see the game as, I know, let's just say this. I've been playing with my teammates for how long? 4 years now. A lot of us for a couple years. And I feel like we've gelled so good together where I just instinctively know where somebody else is at. Or so I think it's just a time and place situation. Like, I see my shooter in the corner, I'm going to hit her. If I see somebody who's a cutter, I know she's going to cut, I'm going to throw a bounce pass. So I think it just depends on a time and place when is good and when is not, I guess.
What percentage of your offense do you think is ball screen versus pass and cut?
I think ball screening is probably a good 65-75% of our offense. Yeah.
So when you're studying ball screen offense, because you know, there's only 8 different ways to guard a ball screen: under, overhead, strap, ice jam, switch, drop, or some variation of that.
Yeah.
I've learned to say that fast because it's funny on the air. Mm-hmm. And we don't need all those, right? We don't need all those. There's a lot of, you know, ice, keep them on the side.
Yep.
Double or trap or blitz, whatever you want to call it. And then there's, you know, under and over,
mm-hmm.
pretty much what we do. Not a lot of jam and not a lot of, but there is some drop coverage, I'm guessing. Okay, so you have to know all that.
Yeah.
How do you prepare for that?
I think just practicing it. Like we'd go, like you said, there's so many different options. I think every game it could possibly be different. It just depends on who you're guarding and what they're good at. So you want to take away that situation. So majority of it is, I personally like going under because I feel like I'm quick enough where I can, if I get under the screen, I can still guard my player. But it just depends on the shooter, I guess, or the player who you're guarding, I guess.
Okay, what about on the defensive end? Because you guys are also known for your defense. Right now you have the best scoring D in the league. You've got the best field goal percentage scoring in the league. You got the best assist turnover in the league. So you got good pieces to what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Just the defensive scheme a little bit. Like, I know it's changed over the years, but historically, I know Green Bay has always been really good defensively.
Yeah, we definitely I pride myself on the defensive end, but as a team, we all really pride on that. And that's what I think what gets us going is we get a stop and like, okay, let's get running, let's get scoring, rather than some teams are like, okay, let's score and then hopefully let's get a stop. But like, I think a big majority of why we win and what the ways we play is because we focus on defensively, just trying to not let people get in the paint or get a rebound or just not score at all.
I think during your time in 4 years, other teams besides Green Bay have gone to the NCAA tournament. I know that doesn't always sit well with you guys. What would it take this year?
I think this year is just being more aggressive, I think, is we have the right players and the right mentality. And I just think we need to be a little more aggressive and like wanting to take that extra step to mm-hmm. get there to the, because we were there last year and it was so awesome. So I hope we have that same drive as like, let's get back there again.
Yeah. Okay. So you said earlier that you want to make sure that this is a fun year, that you're having the best time. You're going to graduate in May or, mm-hmm. you know, in the spring. What is it about the sense of urgency that takes over a senior when they know that this is towards the end? Like, how do you keep those emotions in check? And is it emotional for you?
I think it's more emotional after, like during like playing and everything. I'm kind of cool headed. I stay composed. And then after I'm like, well, I could have done this better. Or why didn't I do that? That's the last game I'm ever going to play against them. Like, what can I do better? So I think a lot of it is just realizing like, this is like, it's coming. Unfortunately, it's coming quickly to an end, and I don't even want to think about that. Like, I try not to think about it because I get like a little sad about it. But yeah, I think just taking every moment and trying to do the extra effort, I think.
What are you going to do when your playing days are over?
That's a great question, Debbie. I have no idea. I have some thoughts and plans, but I really think I'm going to stick around with the game. I might do some personal training or do some coaching, but yeah, I try not to think about it. I try to just focus on these.
Yeah. Well, what are you studying? Like, what do you see yourself doing 10, 15?
Okay. Yeah. I'm studying psychology right now. So I'm leaning more towards a psychology profession. So like a social worker or a caseworker or just anything in that area. Because
nice.
It just seems like my forte, I guess.
It does, because you are a servant at heart. And that's the kind of jobs that those people have. They have big hearts because you have to have that, because some of the stuff that you'll see and deal with won't always be easy or fun.
Mm-hmm.
Your servant leadership attitude, Bailey, where does that come from?
I think it comes from my family. So I come from a family of six kids, my mom and dad or whatever, but we've all kind of just individually as my siblings, as we've grown up, we've all played sports. So I've watched them like lead every single team. Like all my siblings, I've watched them be the best player, be the leader on the team. So I feel like I've just learned to like grow into that shell of myself because all my siblings, all my family has done that in the past. So I think a big part of that is just growing up with it, I guess. Yeah.
I think big families understand team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you're recruiting a kid that comes from a big family, you know, this is a kid that is selfless, that you can trust, a kid that is going to work hard and is not going to take anything for granted.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Those are the kind of kids you like to be around. Like, wouldn't that the kind of kids you'd want to coach?
Yes, for sure.
Tell me a little bit about the style of play on the offensive side of the ball before we let you go. Because we talked about, you know, the percentage of ball screen versus cutting. Mm-hmm. Tell us what we would see if we came to a game.
For our offense, it's called fist. It's a little just that. That's the signal for it. So basically, it's a mix of anything really possible. So you can get a ball screen action, or you can get. So we have two blocks. One block is the post block, and the other block is the guard block. So the posts have their own block, and the guards can shuffle, cut into there whenever they want. And so majority of it is we swing the ball. We always talk about side, top side, get some pace going in there. And it's a lot of post-up, so you pass it in. You'll probably get a guard block, guard touch right away. And if they don't have an open look, you're going to pitch it back out, swing the ball again, and maybe throw in a ball screen here or there or a down screen. Or just, it's a lot of action. It's really hard to teach. But it's
hard
really
to scout, isn't it? It's hard to scout.
Yeah. Yep.
It's unpredictable.
Yeah, for sure.
You're not running the old Dick Bennett, Tony Bennett mover blocker, are you?
No, nope.
That'd be a tough offense to teach too, I think. Mm-hmm. Well, Bailey, I love talking to seniors because I know there's something special coming down your way in the next 10, 12, 16 weeks, whatever is remaining mm-hmm. of the season for you. And we wish you well. Thank you for taking time to be with us. We love seeing you, and we love watching you dish.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you for offering this opportunity to me.